across the Arab world, from its west to east, revolutions and uprisings have toppled state leaders and changed the geopolitical map in the region. It had soon reached Bahrain. The revolution had started. Under the giant pearl, people of all factions had gathered. Citizens with aspirations of better living standards, social justice, freedom, and real political participation to change the current authoritarian decision-making. Sunnis and Shias had joined in a nationwide and non-sectarian revolution. Western estimates indicate that about 70% in Bahrain are Shia Muslims, but this majority suffers discrimination and social exclusion. The Pearl Square witnessed the first movement of the like in the Gulf. In the thick of the gas smoke, the Bahraini youth started the 14 Feb revolution in 2011. But very soon, and in the darkness of oppression, the heart of the revolution was attacked, and the Pearl Square was cleared out.
We are in a civilized country, we are civilized people. These people were only demonstrating, and at the end of the day, they were shot dead. We have a couple of deaths, three people so far died, and you can see the injuries and you can see the amount of injuries.
The rebels take their grounds again. Until 16th March 2011, 5:30 a.m. Bahrain Defense Force deployed during the second operation to evacuate the GCC roundabout, known as the Pearl Roundabout. That day, the BDF had sent a bigger force with tanks, troop carriers, armored vehicles, and combat helicopters. The protests in the square were brutally crushed for the second time. March 2011, one day after the security forces had cracked down on Pearl Square. The Saudi and GCC forces enter Bahrain territory and state of emergency is declared. The regime then carries out a wide campaign of violence and abuse against citizens in an unprecedented way. Mosques were demolished, workers unfairly dismissed, and the mass arbitrary arrest included athletes, teachers, and even medics. All sectors of the community were targeted through arrest, torture, and assassination. Bahrainis came up with their own creative ways to voice their revolution, and the louder the suppression got, the louder they shouted. It's the beginning of a new story and a new kind of violence, a suffocating violence. It's the clouds of death. A new round of collective punishment has started. Neighborhoods are rained with gases. And the first of the many victims is a baby girl named Zeynep Havan.
The misuse of this gas in a closed area will affect another system, especially respiratory system, and will affect with toxic effect in the eyes. So other than increasing of tears in the eyes, will make a burn in the cornea. And after that, if the gas is continuously used in a closed area for time more than some minutes, it will cause burn of the cornea, which means the cornea will be not so easy with the vision and will make a burn and a disease which named cataract in the eye later on in later phase. And these people in closed area inhalation of this gas in the eyes, it will take a vision that will be followed up by ophthalmologist in some months, and it will necessitate a replacement of this cornea, which means an operation to make this cornea more transparent for the light and for the vision, and especially long-term effects.
Использование любого слезоточивого газа, даже малой концентрации, должно быть на малое время и запрещено использовать в закрытых помещениях, где находится много людей.
The little one had suffered from asphyxia, and in no time she had turned blue and was in critical health condition. Zeynep lost eyesight.
اختنقت صارت ايه صارت زرقاء فقمنا طلعنا بها برا جو لنا الجيران يعني ان قاموا ضربوها كذي وهذه وتعت يعني قال لنا بس خلاص صارت توكيل ثاني مره ثاني بعف الليل كذي رد صادها يعني النسيده صارت زرقاء مره واحده فطلع عليها حتى هناك في المركز يعني ان صادها بعد مرتين كذي جهه يعني تصير زرقاء وتي بس كان هي صادها هناك بعد قاموا يحطون عليها بخار
واستلمناها يعني حالتها شوي تعبانة بس استلمناها كخوف يعني موضحها هنا والحين فايل ما نقدر نعالج فيها يعني ما كان موجود فايل الحين يعني علشان تقرير يخفونه يعني بالضبط هيك ما أعطوني أي تقرير قال إني بدك سليمة وهاي بدك تقدر تستلمها وأنا ما أقدر ألاحظ عليها لين رحت أمي لاحظت عليها عقب إن بحركاتها إيدها إن شوف ما تتابع إيدها يعني ما كانت تتابع إيد أمي هي مجرد يعني تشعر بني يعني كصوت تحس إن هذي أبوها لو أمها يعني كذي استقر إياهم أحط لها بس التلفزيون عن طاها وبس يعني تقدر تسمع فيهم بس يعني شوف إيه الصخ يعني تسمع طاها بس بابا
Paragraph 1095 of the Bassiouni report. Witness statements and evidence gathered by the commission also indicates that PSF units used amounts of tear gas that were disproportionate to the objective of dispersing protesters.
We've seen the excessive use of tear gas. That shows it's not only about to stop the gathering or the protest, but to collectively punish people in the villages and in the cities and in town. And that's why many people were killed. And it's not an isolated case. We think it is systematic.
And part of the review process that happened with the Bassiouni Commission was to sort of say, you have to review your standard operating procedures. And this not only occurs to dispersal of protests, but the way the protesters are being treated after being detained.
The confrontation in Bahrain was between peaceful protesters and heavily armed forces. To date, tens have been martyred, thousands wounded, and a big number have been arrested, while others are harassed at work. Here in the village of Ma'amir, south of the capital Manama, a mother screaming for help. Her two little girls trapped inside the car that has just been attacked and flooded with gas.
يعني في الديرة شيء ولا شيء ما شفت إلا طلق بالضبط على السيارة أول طلقة صارت على زجاج مال السيارة اللي قدام بسرعة حاولت إني بنزل عشان بنزل جهالي من أول طلقة صار بعدين الطلق ورا بعض صارت الدخنة في كل مكان قوات الأمن كانوا يمنعوني إني أصرخ يقولون لي اسكتي أنتي مجنونة اسكتي لا تصرخين وما في جهال أنتي تقولين في جهال ما في جهال.
This would not be appropriate because it is not designed to expose children to this material. It's for people of adult age, such as soldiers, in a combat situation. So I think it would be quite wrong to expose young children.
We've been seeing that in videos, YouTube, TV, hundreds and thousands of times. And it's been going on again and again and again, which shows that would lot of complaints that we find. That shows it's systematic, it's not an isolated cases.
There was an excessive use of this tool of dispersal. It's true that riot police have the right to use tear gas, but with certain constraints, certain limits. It has to be proportional to the threat being represented by the protesters, and it should be taken in a way that it minimizes the impact.
CS gas is not a naturally occurring product. It's a chemical designed solely to stimulate irritant receptors or nerve endings in the eyes and also in the lungs of people who are exposed to this substance.
Gases can affect the nervous system, the respiratory system, and the gastrointestinal system. The nervous system, because it affects the cerebral cortex, so it will cause seizures, can be generalized or focal seizures, but most probably generalized seizures. And it can cause or it can affect the cranial nerves, especially the optic nerve, and may lead to blindness. In addition to drowsiness, tendency to sleep, and coma. And it may lead to death, especially if the amount of the oxygen reaching to the brain is deficient.
The Bahraini regime has not only banned freedom of peaceful assembly, but has also resorted to illegal means and excessive and disproportionate use of gas.
Любой сотрудник полиции, прежде чем быть аттестованным в полиции, проходит обучение и сдачу экзаменов, в зависимости, в какое подразделение, в каком подразделении он будет проходить службу.
القوى الأمنية أحيانا يدفع بقوى وبعناصر قد لا تكون غير مدربة وغير جاهزة بجهوزية تامة سواء بعتادها أو بتجهيزاتها أو بتدريباتها لأداء هذه المهمات. هلا لما بقول بتدريباتها يعني بده يكون في عندها القاعدة القانونية، بده يكون في عندها القاعدة التي تسمح لها بالتمييز بين الحالات التي يسمح فيها بإطلاق النار ويسمح فيها باستخدام الأسلحة المتنوعة.
The security forces have exaggerated their use of different types of gases based on the notion that tear gas is used around the world. Nobody questions or criticizes the matter, considering it the traditional way to disperse protests. But just how much of these gases are used, where are they thrown, and what ingredients do they contain?
Of gases used by Bahrain security forces are believed to be toxic and of significant danger to personal health and safety. The use of toxic tear gas in Bahrain has resulted in deformities to many, and even death in a number of cases.
We saw that the bomb can contain three or four parts, and they can explode one after one, and at this time, in such case, it increases the concentration of CS molecules. That means also many other problems for humans.
There was an effort to disperse protesters, but also an effort to punish the communities and the villages where many of these protesters came from. So it almost became a nightly occurrence in many of the villages in Bahrain, particularly the Shia villages, to see this excessive use of tear gas.
There's also a lot of the crowd control with tear gas, which appears to be disproportionate and used inappropriately. I understand it's being used in rooms, which is against international law, and is being directed at the civilians rather than being fired up in the air. Directing it at civilians is dangerous, and people have been hit and suffered severe injuries.
Some reports have mentioned the use of suspicious and unusual types of gases.
We had people with seizure, and that seizure was caused from the tear gas, the kind of tear gas, or we're going to put slash or between quotation nerve gas that they've used during that period. And we were tortured for this in the criminal investigation department for saying nerve gas. But it is a nerve gas because these people are normal, have no history of seizure, and suddenly they come in with this kind of seizure that they did not end until we've used atropine. The doctors have used atropine on these patients.
بشكل عام أغلبية الأسلحة المستخدمة هنا هي أمريكية من شركة نان ليثل تكنولوجيز في بنسلفانيا في الولايات المتحدة.
These images in Sitra Island speak for themselves. They tell one of many stories in which the innocent are targeted inside homes. One of the various types of gases used by Bahrain regime forces is the hand-thrown grenades that release three separate submunitions on discharge. The manufacturer's warning label clearly says that it should not be used in confined areas. It may start fire, and it should not be thrown directly at persons, all of which the security forces do not abide by.
CS gas would only be used by a police officer using it inside a house or an enclosed area, only in extreme circumstances. And normally, from my training, that would be in a case where there are firearms suspected to be involved, and you want to go in there to arrest a person, to take somebody into custody who you suspect of having firearms.